All right, tell me, why do we need the iCert view?
So the iCert view interface allows you to like query the CA database, connect to the CA database and retrieve data from it.
Why do I need to do that?
Well, anytime you want to collect information about certificates you've issued, either to machines or users, you have to run queries against that CA database. Even if you have something like Venafi, Venafi is usually not holistic in terms of the certs you're issuing internally. There's a lot of cert types that don't go through Venafi, and the only place you'd be able to find out about them is in the ADCS Certification Authority database. So iCert View, you have to have that up and running in order to be able to read that database.
Got it. So we're basically checking if that cert database is ready for writes, reads as part of day-to-day operations.
Exactly, right.
Okay, perfect. So that's a check. If I iCert View, if the database is, you do it, through these requests. Perfect. You explained it. I'll go back to it.
So Munir, if you look at the dashboard, when the is alive status goes from healthy to not healthy, let's just say like that portion of the iCert doesn't pass, does it show up as a flag in the dashboard?
It does. Yeah. So, okay. So, you click on the CA tile, and if it's not healthy, then you're going to see, one or more, labels that specify which checks failed.
It's just one of those things where like I just assume it, when it's running, so we hear that a lot. Mm-hmm. And well, you're assuming when it's running, that means all of these components have to interact with each other in unison, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's going, then it impacts others, and it exponentially goes down from there. So that's why we challenge, hey, look, this there's all of these components. One by itself might not happen, but like there's other extraneous circumstances that could take them off.
Good. You're right. The chain of events, right? The interaction between them. The second one is the iCert request. Like why? Mm-hmm. My question is the same. Like what are we doing, and mm-hmm. why? And why should someone care? So let's start with what are we doing, right?
Right. So essentially, we're just trying to spin up a cert, like start a new cert request without actually, requesting any certificates. We're essentially just initializing it. And if it initializes, then we're all good. We connect it to the CA and it's ready to accept a certificate request. If it fails, then that means no one can get certificates.
You also mentioned you do checking the authority, right? The chain, right? The trust chain.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Why? Why are we checking the trust chain?
Well, if the trust chain is broken, then the entire PKI is not working, right? And that can indicate that everyone that has certificates from your CA is going to start having problems verifying those certs. Essentially, when that happens, everything that depends on certs in your organization stops working.
Okay, so this is a critical event, right, that happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you would assume when it happens, it's well known, or is it something that's, again, hard to troubleshoot?
That could be hard to troubleshoot as well.
And why? Why is it hard to troubleshoot? Why today is it hard to troubleshoot?
Well, depending on the platform, you'll get a like pretty obtuse error message. Especially if you're talking about non-Microsoft platforms, it'll basically say something like, I don't trust this server, I don't trust this client, but it won't really give you any kind of indication of why.
Got it. Critical event, it's catastrophic event, hard to troubleshoot because of these obtuse error messages. We simplify that because we tell you exactly that the trust chain has failed.
Right.
In the process. Other one, which is it seems this is a feature that's also related to HSM setup, is the private key, right?
Essentially, it's monitoring the availability of the CA's private signing key. And that's a pretty huge one, because when you do have an HSM, the CA is, it's sort of a black box to the CA. It knows, you know, when it makes a call to the HSM, it'll get, the HSM will sign the data on behalf of the CA, but the CA doesn't get to do that on its own. But the thing is that you don't know that if there's a problem with your HSM until you actually have to use your CA. So in like kind of quieter environments, you know, let's say it's time to update your certificate revocation list. Well, that has to be digitally signed by your CA, right? And so the CA service is running, it thinks everything's fine, but the HSM is for some reason not available. And it goes to sign your CRIL and it can't. You might not know about that until all of a sudden, you know, the CRIL is completely expired and all certs are failing verification. So, and like in my previous job, that would happen all the time.
How does this help with the, if it's non-HSM environment, does it help there?
I think it's more applicable to HSM environments. I can't speak for every key service provider in the world, but you know, generally, like a software key, if it's there, it's there, and that's it. But most companies that are, you know, running an internal PKI, almost all of them would be using an HSM, because the security of the CA is kind of like moot if you're not using an HSM.
First one that you have service running, that's just classic, is service running.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a like a Windows service running. So that's something that a monitoring solution can do as well. Okay.
I was like, hey, look, just focus on what we have today. So we, you know, we're just doing this for CAs. The CA role, you know, there's a number of different roles. You know, we want to do all of them, but we're kind of taking this simple, you know, medium hard approach. Which one is the simplest ones to tackle? All of the demo calls that we've had, like how critical is Endes in that conversation, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Endes is coming up a lot, right?
Oh,
yeah,
it's coming up a lot, and I know there's like two flavors of Endes. There's like the Endes plus Intune, and then there's Endes on its own. So just as a heads up, you know, I think that is something coming out of the gate with the next piece that we probably need to spend some time to focus on. I mean, right when you're like every call so far has been Endes this, Endes that. So,
and it's been triggered more by mobile device management, right? Intune is driving the adoption of Endes. Prior to that, it was just, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Endes itself is kind of a garbage product, but that's a completely different subject.
Yes, it is. And that's what everyone says, right? Everyone says Endes is garbage product, but we got to use it for Intune.
Yeah.
Yeah.